This week, we look at three criminals who practically arrested themselves and find out which one is truly the dumbest of them all. Welcome to Hilarious Headlines.
Orbis Studios presents Hilarious Headlines, the podcast that explores the funny side of life. Please welcome your hosts, Luke Beasley and Jaden Williams.
Welcome everybody to episode 36 of Hilarious Headlines. My name is Luke Beasley.
And I'm Jaden Williams, and it's podcast time. This episode is brought to you by Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and last but not least, Stitcher.
Alrighty, we're so excited to be here. Let's get into it.
Another day, another podcast.
I think it's the first time ever that you've said something first. Wow.
Just really wanted to put myself out there right away.
Hello, everybody. As you heard in the intro, I'm Luke, and this is my pal, Jaden.
Mm-hmm. Luke's the one with the blonde hair, and the one with the black hair, just to, for reference.
Oh, yeah, that's
because
funny.
There's been some mix-ups, hypothetically.
Yeah, somebody asked Jaden if they were me, or if he was me. If his trying to match the voice to the person.
Exactly.
Now that we got this.
We're also joined by Nico. Not on the podcast, but he's
in the room.
He's in the room with us, helping us out.
Yeah.
He's the guy holding the boom mic in our ad on our Instagram.
Oh, yeah. You remember that, Nico?
You're famous.
Oh, man. Yeah. We have had quite the weekend as far as podcasting goes.
Yeah. That's why you'll see me wearing the same thing in a few episodes if you're on our Patreon.
Yes.
You won't be able to notice just through the audio.
No, that would be crazy. But yeah, we have, you've been out of town, so been behind the ball trying to get ahead of it. We had multiple guests and then also had to record a main episode, but then we've had some technical difficulties, and that's why it is Saturday when we are recording this, and it's going to come out as soon as we can get it out tonight.
Yes, but we love it, guys. We love it
to death. Yeah, so honestly, we are so happy to be here. I know I say this every single week, but it's because I mean it, and we love getting to do this. And Jane's phone just went off.
Whoopsies.
And we're so grateful to each one of you who support and listen and message us. It's really fun.
It's beautiful. Someone drew up a nice drawing for us too.
Yeah, they did an animation of us.
Yeah,
or was that animated or a drawing?
I think it was a drawing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. And speaking of that, just not in that, but of support. In a second, we're gonna honor some of those people with a new. It's not really a segment, but a new thing we're gonna start doing called listener shoutouts. Wow. Where each week we'll read. Or I'll say the names of a few people who have been huge supporters. And if you want us to read your name, DM us, text us through Remind, and we'll put you down. Or you can also message us through Patreon.
Or you could leave a review, send us a screenshot, and you'll be first.
Boom. I love it. Yeah, exactly. Because we're only going to do, I don't want to sit here and like, well.
List off.
For any, yeah. yeah. So we're only going to do like five people, just the people that like, you know, I don't know. It'll be a little bit random, but then also people we constantly are seeing their names. Mm-hmm. You know? So let me do our very first batch of listener shout outs. Samantha Lanier. She sent me the pronunciation, but I think I just botched it. Ugh. Yeah. Gavin Stone. Gavin, that's a cool name.
Should I repeat all of them after you, but louder?
That's a cool name. Gavin Stone.
That is
coming
cool.
to you live from
Stone.
632.5. Marin Anderson.
Marin Anderson.
Okay, that's good. And Jolie Luna.
Luna, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
These are some cool names.
Those are some cool names.
My name's pretty generic.
And then Jaden Williams. I like Jaden, though. That's a good name.
Yeah, I like it.
It's pretty good. And then I put our resident supporter, someone who has been with the pod since probably day one and always super active, Christian Morales.
Oh, yeah.
The balls. Okay. So, I'm super excited to get into it. This show is going to be so much fun. Pretty much last week we did, you remember Unsolved Mysteries?
I do remember that. It was exciting, new, innovative.
Yeah, it was fun. And I got so much positive reviews from that. So many people said, like, they enjoyed it for one, but then a lot of people said, especially the twin reincarnation thing just stuck with them.
The twin reincarnation.
And they kept thinking about it.
Oh, yeah. That thing was freaky.
If you haven't listened, go listen. It's Unsolved Mysteries. It's crazy. Yeah. Episode 35. So with that in mind, I wanted to do another kind of, occasionally we will break from structure. And now I'm like, why do I feel like I got to be in these walls, right?
Yeah.
Just do whatever.
Branch out. Stretch your wings.
My wings. And so we're going to do another one of those three stories in comparing. It's not going to be Unsolved Mysteries. Bye, Nico.
Bye, Nico.
Thank you for helping us set this up. And it's going to be three stories, but instead of Unsolved Mysteries, it's going to be, as you heard in the intro, people who pretty much arrested themselves. Like, they did the most dumb thing.
So it's kind of dumb crimes type vibe.
Yeah. And then because obviously I like our intro, our little theme musics, we'll make the crazy comparison segment, you choosing which one of the three is dumbest.
Cool.
And then we'll go from there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But before we get into that, make sure you subscribe to our podcast. I know a lot of people listen, and that's incredible. But sometimes what can happen, and we've heard people say this, is they're in the habit, and then somehow they get out of the habit of listening, or we release an episode late so they don't go on the Thursday, and then they kind of forget and get out of the habit. So if you're subscribed, it'll send you a notification saying new episode by Hilarious Headlines, whatever. So do that wherever you listen. And then obviously we say it a trillion times, but please go rate and review. It is so beneficial to getting us on charts and noticed and ads and all that stuff. So please do that.
Love it.
And thank you so much to those who have. HilariousHeadlinesPodcast.com is our website. Hilarious Headlines Podcast is our Instagram. Luke Beasley Music is my Instagram. Jaden Williams with two S's is Jaden's. And personally, some big stuff coming up as far as new music. Because our podcast listeners, I would say, are our most devoted followers, even for my own personal stuff, right? Because they're dedicating literally multiple hours a week listening to the sound of my voice for some reason, yours. But because of that, I want to make it where, like, when things are going down, y'all are the first to know. So I will tell y'all first probably next week what the news is. And
exclusive HH Pod.
Exactly. And that's another reason to follow my Instagram, Luke Beasley Music. Okay. My personal favorite form of communication, as I say a lot, is our Remind. And if you want to join that, it's pretty much, it allows me to send to anyone who joins it an individual text message reminding you about stuff and sending you links and all that stuff. So that's a great place to be. And
it's fun.
Yeah, easiest to get in contact with us. So to do that, text at the at symbol, HH Pod, and that's going to the number 81010. So
classic.
Yes.
I check Instagram DMs a lot too.
Yeah. For sure.
We're both on there all the time. And then Remind too. There's so many different ways to get in touch with us. You might as well just see what's up. We can become best friends.
Absolutely. And something that I've been prioritizing, if you're one of my personal Instagram followers, I'm trying as much as possible to reach out just as many people as possible, because I think what can happen with entertainment things is it can all become numbers, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, we have this many listeners on this episode, or we have this many followers, this many likes.
All these analytics.
Right. But each one of those of a number is actually, a human being with a story. And it's so much more fun and gratifying to do stuff like this when I have more faces to numbers and names, you know?
Definitely.
And so just in the last week, I've been sending, talking to a bunch of followers and it's so fun. And then I'm so much more inclined to work harder to put out stuff.
Yeah, we just sent a video to someone in your DMs randomly.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, because he was, said that he was listening to I think he was the one who grinded, said he recently found our podcast and then already has listened to all.
Whoa.
The episodes, yeah. Yeah, I know, that's crazy. And then he sent me a message right before we started recording, and I saw it pop up, and it was like, I just finished listening to episode 35, and I was like, oh, cool, we're about to record 36. So
perfect timing.
Yeah. All right, ready?
I'm ready.
Shall we?
Shall we?
Jump into it?
We shall. I got it backwards.
Shall we? Shall we? Okay, so I'm just going to kind of, there's this one article that I'm getting this all from the Hawkesbury Barry Gazette.
Love that website.
Yeah. And it's pretty much, I think the title is criminal, Stupid Criminals Who Practically Arrested Themselves. So
that's always the best kind of crime because it's instant karma almost.
Yeah. Okay. So this girl, Hannah Sabata, S-A-B-A-T-A,
mm-hmm.
Sabata, she's 19 years old.
Okay.
Okay. And here, let me read from the article. The Stormsburg, Nebraska teen clearly is better at stealing things than thinking things through. After her crime spree, Hannah couldn't wait to get, tell her friends. So she made a YouTube video.
Oh, wow.
Where she holds up signs talking all about her crime spree. But like as if the, if it's written, I don't know. Not only did she rob a local bank, but she also...
She robbed a bank?
Yep.
And made a YouTube video about it?
Yep, but then she also stole drugs out of a car, then actually stole a Pontiac Grand Am.
What's that? Pontiac Grand Am?
Car.
Oh, okay, so she stole the drugs and then she stole the car.
Bank robbery.
Why stop at the bank robbery and why stop at the drugs?
When exactly.
Take a car.
Take a car. and then this person writing about this learned it all from the video titled... Chick bank robber.
She called herself Chick.
Yeah, she titled it Chick bank robber. And the description of the video says, quote, "I just stole a car and robbed a bank. Now I'm rich. I can pay off my college financial aid, and tomorrow I'm going for a shopping spree."
Bro, that is, first off, the dumbest thing I have ever I guess you have to be some level of dumb, though, to do all that. But still, common sense-wise, your goal is to not get caught. You think you rob a bank and your record's clear all of a sudden?
Yeah, like, well, I got away with it, so, right?
I'm free. How do you even rob a bank? You just go up, give me all the money.
That's a good question. I don't feel like, I don't know. I don't picture her pointing a gun in someone's face, but maybe.
Yeah, how'd she get the money then? It's not like she flew into the vault.
Reminder, she's 19 years old.
Yeah, but you never know what can happen in a person's life. You're 19 next year, you might be robbing a bank, who knows? I'll make a YouTube video for you.
Hey, wait, what? You're going to catch it? You're doing it with me, obviously.
No, I'll be your cameraman, but... I'll be like, I just happened to
film. What's up, guys? For this week's video,
we're going to be robbing.
Oh, man, that would be a good video, though.
Yeah, especially if you robbed, like, a sperm bank. Do you think people have done that?
Oh, wait.
Sorry, my mind's drifting.
A sperm bank?
Yeah. Do you think people have done
that? Robbed other people's sperm?
Yeah, they just go and just get a huge bag and just pull all those cups, those samples into their bag and run off.
I wonder what the value of that is.
You get paid for doing it.
I know.
I think like 50.
Would you?
No. It'd be weird to have a little Jaden running around that I don't know about.
A bunch of little Jadens.
Although it is kind of like supporting the cause, you know? Not supporting a cause, but supporting something.
Yeah.
Like people, couples
sure.
who can't have children. But I don't know. It'd be weird knowing that there's someone who's related to me out there
kinda
that I don't know
cool,
about.
Kind of cool, though.
Like, it's kind of cool,
oh,
but
what if
really.
What if you did it so much and you know that you have thousands of children? Like every morning you have a standing appointment to go donate sperm. Oh, that would be crazy.
All your specimens just... fill in that bank. You populate like a whole new generation of people.
Yeah,
the Jadens.
Oh my gosh. Creepy.
I don't know if money got really tight though, I might have to.
Yeah, this is the thing, there are so many things you can do to make money.
Yeah,
that I don't know why people resort to like robbing a bank.
Yeah, you can go
donate
go
sperm.
You can go link in a doctor's office.
Exactly.
Makes 5 hours worth of work in like 30 seconds.
Oh man. That's good.
That's good.
I wonder how much they pay.
Man, I wish
look
we
it
had
up.
A,
look it up.
Okay, I'll search it.
Start
up.
Start looking up while I continue.
Okay.
So she said she was going to pay off college financial aid and go shopping. The only problem with that is she made off with, and this is important, take a pause from typing.
Okay, men are paid are paid anywhere from $35 to $125 per donation. So if money's tight, y'all.
So every day?
Wait, how do they judge that money? Someone comes in and they're like kind of ugly. Is it like, all right, we'll give you $35 for your sperm.
Gosh. They judge the genetics?
So, yeah, someone comes in with good genetics. All right, you're getting
the $125. Can you get out your calculator?
Yeah, yeah.
And put $100 times, oh wait, don't.
Let's just say you have really good genetics, right?
Yeah, and they
so
want.
So you get the full 125, right?
Okay.
So
times three.
So you're saying they go
year,
in every single day.
Every day.
They're not even like sad one day and they don't want.
Do you think? Oh, God, yeah.
So 125. Oh, shoot. My bad. I'm typing bad. All right, 125 per donation times 365.
Yeah.
So you would be getting paid about a teacher salary, $45,000.
Oh, my God.
Did I do that wrong? $45,000. 125 times 365. Man.
What am I over here doing this for?
Yeah.
What All right, I'm out. Bye, guys.
Got it.
I have a new job.
People are asking you, like, Luke, what are you doing today? Oh, I got to work, man. Oh, I'm sorry.
I got two appointments
I'm
today,
I'm in the
bro.
Office today.
I got to hydrate.
Dude, you could be making a six-figure salary by beating it twice a day
oh,
for
gosh.
A year. Think about it. Twice a day
That's
for a year.
That's crazy.
You'd be good. Oh, man. Maybe college budget's going to be tight.
Oh. Okay, so anyway, this girl's not smart because...
That's hilarious. Oh,
because she only made off with $6,000. And she thinks she's going to pay off her financial...
Going on a shopping spree.
Her college financial aid and go on a shopping spree. Okay.
Okay.
Calm down, girl.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so let's move on to our second story. So Zachary Tintoni is
Tintoni. Intimidating. Tintoni. That sounds like big, you know. Tintoni.
Really?
I imagine
can you
like,
see you can see my screen, right? Look at that guy.
Oh, never mind. He's kind of flimsy.
Yeah, kind of flimsy. flimsy.
little uncooked noodle. Anyways, Tintoni reminds me of like a 350-pound security guard. I don't know. Who's just all beefy. A little bit of fat so you know he could dominate right. you, but he's also ripped. You know what I'm saying? Tintoni. Hey, Tintoni. Tintoni, where my money, man? That kind of vibe.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't make me call Tintoni. He doesn't play
Please don't
nice.
Call Tintoni. Part of the mob or something.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah. Zachary Tintoni. And he came up and started... robbing a woman of her handbag,
Ugh.
Okay? She takes her handbag.
That's awful. You only see that in video games, man. I'm so enclosed in my small bubble. That doesn't happen. That's
Dude,
surprising.
That's crazy. and while he's robbing her of her handbag, mm-hmm. he drops two bags of his own.
So he's been on a heist already. Or those are his personal bags?
Personal bags.
Oh, so Tintoni's
because
running around
inside
with his own bag.
Inside of them. Were clothes,
okay,
hygiene products, sneakers, and then, well, a note from his mom.
Okay.
Oh, and then his birth certificate.
Oh, I know exactly what's happening here, man.
All right, so what's the story that you can flex there?
Okay, here's what's happening.
All right, here we go.
He needs to stay at a hotel, right? He's traveling. That's why he has his hygiene. That's why he has his clothes. That's why he has his shoes. He's traveling.
Okay.
He cannot afford the hotel room he's staying at. He doesn't want to sleep on the streets, so he steals a woman's handbag in order to take her money and pay for the hotel room.
Okay.
I'm just saying, man.
I can get jiggy with it.
Okay.
I like it.
That's my theory.
Just a quick disclaimer. As I said at the beginning of the podcast, this is our, what is it? Third episode. And for some reason, as odd as it sounds, podcasting drains your mental state.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. It's what?
Talking for so long.
Right. Like we could sit and talk for hours and it'd be fine. But
yeah,
then.
But it's because we have to constantly be talking.
Yeah.
Talking.
There's no silence. Imagine that. Imagine we just went dead silent on the podcast. That was so awkward.
Everyone's like, my phone break?
And then we're like, hey, sorry, we're just thinking.
Because in normal conversations, you can have those mental breaks where you don't talk for a little bit.
Yeah.
You don't have an agenda. But we have a pop, pop, pop.
Pop, pop, pop.
Agenda.
Well, that's what's interesting is like people literally are going and listening to, I don't know, it's we record and then there's a separation in my brain that like people are listening all throughout the day while I'm just, you know, I'm in the mm-hmm. shower, I'm working on whatever. People are just listening to like our conversation. That's kind of weird.
It is interesting.
Yeah. So back to the disclaimer
Tintoni.
Is if I sound not articulate. That's why.
Because we're tired out of our minds. Yeah. But we're still loving
and
it.
we are.
We actually are. That sounds sarcastic. You can be tired, but. Like, we can. Yeah. If we really didn't like podcasting, we would not be recording this episode.
Amen, brother.
Amen, brother.
But we told this. So, Vanessa Lambie is going to be our next bonus episode. So.
Ooh, it's a good one.
We just recorded it.
Yeah. Topic after topic after conversation after humorous laughter.
Yeah, and she has so much, like, so much to talk about. Incredible. And so pretty much we already told the story, but last night we recorded a bonus episode that we're going to release way later with Josiah.
Mm-hmm.
And our brains were
tired.
We were tired because it was like midnight when we were recording it. Yeah. And so then we finished. It was like 1 or whatever. We wanted food, right?
We were starving, man. At the end of the bonus episode, we were like, man, I'm starving. Everyone was like, I'm starving.
I know. So then we went and got Whataburger really late. Yeah. And because of that, we didn't go to bed until 4:30 probably.
4:30.
And got up this morning.
Woke up at 10.
Yeah. Okay, that doesn't sound that bad.
4:30 to 10.
I'm tired, but I guess, I don't know.
I'm pretty tired.
Y'all don't need to hear about that.
Going into our life story.
No, yeah, that sounds so like
it all started when I was 5.
I'm tired, you know. I'm actually...
I'm not that tired. I'm just like...
We're being so dumb. Okay, continue. We're just... I don't know what's happening.
I'm just floating.
Going in circles. So, the issue is he didn't grab her handbag, drop his, and go, hey, turn around, grab it, and run away.
Yeah.
He dropped his bags and ran off with his handbag and didn't get his bags.
Okay.
So then, this woman picks up his bags, brings it to the police, and in the bag is his birth certificate.
With... all the information all you need to know.
Necessary, even his mom's information. Yeah. And that was it. And they just, mm-hmm. and like, I don't know. It's like if I'm stealing something from somebody, and I know he knew it was in his bags that they dropped, he's like, here, sorry, you can take this back. I need those bags.
It's just wishful thinking, you know? He's like, if I go back for my bag, I probably will get caught. So I either risk getting caught by going back or have a lesser chance of getting caught by running and hoping they don't find it.
Yeah.
Also, may I add, I listened to all these, and I'm telling you right now, I would be the absolute most pristine robber, or whatever crime you want to say. I would lay everything out to the second.
Yeah, and then the plan B, C, D, and E.
I would have a plan Z. That's how prepared I'd be.
Whoa.
And everyone, my whole team would be informed, because it would just be me. My team, unless you want in, but...
I'm in, bro.
We just like
that would be. I know we said this before, but that would be so cool if we podcasted for a year as we planned, and then executed this big crime, and then released all the episodes at once.
Ooh.
After the crime was committed, and then went on the run, and then went on the run.
We would talk about the crimes.
Yeah,
dude, that they would make movies about that.
That'd be so
they would
cool.
make so many movies about that, and then like eventually the last podcast episode like reveals where they are, but then everyone goes there. And it's like some crazy. That'd be the climax. We can't give it away.
We won't tell you, but tune in next week. No,
that's crazy. We could have recorded all these podcasts 3 years ago. No one would ever know. And we're like, oh, remember those podcasts we recorded? What if we just started releasing them?
Oh,
people wouldn't know that.
Talk about the coronavirus all the time.
We predicted it, guys.
We guessed it all. We're that. I don't know. Anyway, so, all right, let's move on to our third story. So this guy, Wayne Wade.
Oh, Wayne, that's a red flag.
Wayne Wade. That's kind of dope. Like, if you were a musician, your sign could be like two W's overlapping.
Wayne Wade. I was just saying Wayne. You think John Wayne?
Yeah.
Criminal cowboy.
Okay, my grandpa, on one of his birthdays, the day before, called and interviewed him and asked him all these different questions. What's your favorite childhood memory? What's this? Mm-hmm. What's this? And then we did this thing on his birthday where I said the question to the family and everyone tried to guess what his answer was.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
And he was a huge John Wayne fan.
As everyone is.
And John Wayne, right? Was he the cowboy guy?
I think so, but I was just going off gut instinct.
Yeah, I think so.
Are you referring to Bonnie and Clyde?
I don't know. and so pretty much I said, what is Papaw's favorite movie? and everyone started naming all these Cowboys movies because he loved Cowboy movies.
Okay.
And I was like, close, okay. And then I was like, Bad Boy, you want to reveal what the answer that you told me? And he went, Sound of Music. Is that crazy?
But he told you John Wayne.
No, he told me Sound of Music.
Oh, I thought he told you John Wayne.
No.
And then you said, and then he said Sound of Music.
No, like literally.
What was that movie?
Man of a Man, whatever. His favorite movie was Sound of Music. And to this day, we all laugh so hard when we talk about that. Because we were expecting some, you know, cowboy movie. And he said Sound of Music was his favorite movie ever.
Which movie was that, though?
Sound of Music?
Yeah.
What?
I don't think I've seen that one. What is it about?
Oh, my gosh, bro. That's crazy. You don't know Sound of Music?
Sing me a part.
That's the thing that's like, doe, a deer, a female, deer,
ray. We watched that in elementary school. I love that. It gives me warm feelings. You know, certain songs are so nostalgic that you can stop that.
Sorry, guys. That's so good. I haven't sung that in so long.
There's something so warm. It's like whenever you sing that, it's like warm buttermilk flowing down my body.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It reminds me, my mom would always sing that as I was going to bed.
Really?
Oh, she'd like sit on my bed.
So it's even
like,
more nostalgic for you.
Yeah. And, oh, man. You know when you just think about being a child and you're like,
Yes and no.
Like, I love the point in life that I'm at, but I still get sad thinking about how bright-eyed and bushy-tailed I was. I'm kidding. I still am, but I don't know.
I wish there was a way to... Here, I need to put the quotes. Quote, I wish there was a way to know you were in the good old days before you left them, unquote.
Yeah.
From The Office. That is deep, man. He even brought it up at his... That actor, Ed Helms. Who plays Andy, who said that in The Office. He brought up that quote at Cornell's 2014 speech for graduation, and it's deep because he, like, elaborated on it.
And he, like, meant it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just
He said he even, like, kind of teared up when he was talking about it, or when he delivered the line on the show. It's so deep, knowing you're in the good old days before you've left them, because that's such the big paradox about the good old days. They're the good old days. You know, you can't ever know them because they're always in the past. You're always referencing the past tense.
Why am I blanking? What's the scene that he says that?
It's in the finale.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. There we go. Wow.
It's deep. That line hit me hard. Office finale always hits me hard.
Oh, I cry every time. The scene I cry the most on is like when Dwight pulls up to Angela. I'm in love with you, woman.
Really?
Oh, I cry.
I always thought that was kind of goofy.
No, and she's like, okay.
Because he has like the screaming. Megaphone.
Yeah, it's too loud.
Yeah, that is a good one.
And he's like, I got this ring out of the whatever buttocks of my grandmother.
Oh, the bullet? Yeah.
And I was like,
man, may I say, for the people who have trouble getting into The Office,
God,
the first season.
Get a life. I mean, stop having such a life and watch more Office.
The first season was a mimic of the UK, right?
Yeah.
After the first season, they went off and did their own thing, and that's when it gets really good.
Absolutely.
It's just the first season that probably turns you off. The second through, what is it, 9th or 10th?
Mm-hmm. Ninth.
That'll turn you on. First season will turn you off.
Yeah.
Second, whatever.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's really good show.
See, that's the funny thing about that phrase, those two phrases.
Yeah.
Because people always say, like, you know, that's such a turn off for me.
Yeah.
As far as, like, that makes me not like it. But then you can't say, oh, like, casually, that's such a turn on for me.
Yeah, I know, because it's so sexualized.
Yeah. Such a turn on. The Office is such a turn on. That'd be so weird. Okay, so. Yeah, Wayne Wade. We got way off track. He is the subject of the story. Now, let's go over to a house in Hollywood, okay?
Lavish living.
Some rich snob. And
up in the hills.
This person gets home, walks in their room, and sees a phone on their bed. And they're like,
Is it their phone, though?
And they check and they go, that's not my background. That's not my case.
Dude, that would freak me out because that means someone has been in your house and you don't know them.
And, right? Yeah.
And they left it on your bed. That's so mysterious.
Right. Well, then also, I feel like people don't go places without their phone, so I would think they were still in the house.
Exactly. Exactly my point. He left it on the bed and went and took a boop.
Took a boop.
Yeah.
You know how I'd be.
You got to bring the phone in to pass the time. That's all I'm saying. But then sometimes.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Sometimes you're in there for like 30 minutes, then you're off
then
track.
Then it gets weird, yeah.
Then it gets just. That's just
people. You walk out and people are like, what are you doing?
You okay, man?
I was, I mean, what?
I don't know how you cover that up. You were in the bathroom for like 45 minutes. So there's no way to cover that up. I slipped and I got stuck between the toilet and the stall.
So anyways, this person calls the police, Avi, and the police arrive on the scene, and it's clearly a robbery. Okay.
A robbery.
So as they look through the house,
things are
no one's there, but things have been taken.
But
right.
My brother left his phone on. Here's the interesting thing. No matter how bad the crime is, I don't think Apple's legally allowed to get data out of a phone if it's not consented to.
Yeah.
So there could be the biggest crime case in history riding on the data in a certain iPhone, and I don't think Apple can legally release it.
What annoys me about that is that's all for publicity. They want to be able to say, they like when those big cases come up, and like I remember there's one about terrorists, and Apple was like, no, we can't show you. And they're just doing that so that people who use phones will be like, oh my gosh, they won't even do it for
the
criminals.
Privacy.
They obviously don't, you know, spy on me. They so do. They just don't want to make it public.
And here's the thing. If I were head of Apple, what's the guy's name again? CEO?
I think his last name's Apple. Tim Apple or something.
Who's the current guy that everyone knows about?
That's what I'm saying. Tim Apple.
Tim
or
Apple?
Tom, or look it up. CEO of Apple.
Let me use Siri.
Because I used to always be weirded out
by
that.
Who is the CEO of Apple?
Tim Cook is the CEO.
Tim Cook.
Why did I think Apple?
Tim Apple. I mean, that's reasonable.
Tim Cook.
Okay, anyways.
No, because I thought, I said to somebody, oh, he's the CEO of Apple and his last name's Apple by some coincidence. And I'm like, that's crazy. Oh, that's stupid. I feel stupid.
Here's the thing. If I were Tim Apple.
Tim Cook.
I would say to the public and be like, nah, I ain't giving them no info. Don't even worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then under the table, I slide them the info and I say, hey, don't tell anyone about this. You're gonna figure out the case somehow in a month.
Yeah.
But don't bring me up.
Don't.
You know? Slide them the info.
Don't mess with me. I swear to God.
Sign this form.
I love fucking throwing teeth. That's funny. So they're, you know, they're looking through the house, whatever.
What's missing?
What's missing? And a detective hears. And he goes, picks up the phone, getting a call, answers the phone and goes, you know, hello, probably. I don't know.
Probably.
Bonjour. And a guy goes, hi, yes. Oh my gosh, I'm happy you picked up. Do you have my phone? And the officer's like, yeah, I have it. And I'm like, I don't know the exact
wording.
This is
how you would imagine.
Right, but this is the
premise.
Facts of the thing is just this conversation-ish.
Cool.
And they go, okay, well, it must have been stolen, so I would like to, you know, like the detective pretty much said, yeah, we recovered your phone. Would you like to report it stolen? And the guy went, yeah, like I would. And the detective was like, perfect, give me your name and your home address, whatever. And the guy was like, okay, Wayne Wade, and he set his home address.
Genius. That's so smart.
They're like, perfect, all right, we'll get back to you, you know, and then they went and arrested him.
That's
that
hilarious.
Crazy? Yeah.
That is hilarious.
And I guess, like, I didn't know that, but if you have a report a stolen phone, you just give your name and address.
How absolutely delusionally stupid do you have to be to leave your phone at the house you robbed and then assume that you dropped it somewhere along the way during your escape?
Yeah.
You know?
I think my theory is that he left it there and then couldn't remember when he lost it and thought like he was at somewhere and it got stolen. And, but yeah.
Man, how do you pick which house to rob though? Because if you think about it, you go into a house that's completely dry, has two lamps in it, and you're just like, shoot. You know, now I'm a criminal.
You scout out if they look wealthy, if they don't have dogs, if they go on vacation.
He did go to the Hollywood.
Yeah.
Hollywood's crowded, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't think I could live there. I mean, I wouldn't
just
have
to say that
I wouldn't have a reason to. Yeah, maybe.
Just be like, I live in Hollywood.
But, like, I feel like it's so cramped. You know, people are constantly moving and working. Like, New York. people are just constantly.
I love that.
Pop, 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 pop.
I want to live right in an apartment in the center of New York
really?
City.
Yeah. Just all the commotion
just
and stuff.
Everything. I feel like noise, would, honks. I love it.
I feel like I need my peace sometimes.
Really?
You know? I feel like I like sometimes being able to just stay quiet and lay low for a little bit.
Yeah. So you went to Colorado?
Yeah. Beautiful.
And I definitely think it'd be so cool if one day we set up, because you were saying like it'd be so cool to live here at some point.
Yeah.
We set up like a vacation house there.
That'd be
and
sick.
And then like wherever we actually live doesn't matter. But then it has like a studio there.
Yeah.
So then we can go on vacation there but still record. That'd
yeah,
be pretty
that'd
dope.
Be sick. Because the temperature is just so ideal.
Oh, it's so nice.
Skiing, hiking. I say this a million times, yeah, but it's just so the nice. Facts. Always see the mountains.
Yeah.
My question is,
you know, I realize we're talking about this now, and because this is coming out today, but we also talked about this on the episode we recorded yesterday that's going to come out in like 3 weeks.
So people would have forgotten by then.
Something. I guess, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Mm. I feel like what happens when I live in Colorado for too long, this is hypothetical.
And you don't appreciate it?
Yeah. Will I lose appreciation for looking up and being like, look at that view? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe.
Because it's kind of like how we live in an area loaded with trails and woods and green belts.
And we kind of take that for
granted. I take that for granted for sure. Yeah. I know if I came here from an area that didn't have that, I'd be like, this is so cool. Trails everywhere.
Yeah.
Freak.
Yeah.
But since we grew up here, I'm kind of like, it's awesome for sure, but it doesn't make me excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that would happen. But if you lived in like New York City for a while and then went there, oh,
yeah,
wow. All right. So the judge, a statement from the judge said, quote, so the allegation is you burglarized the home. This is like in court, you know,
okay.
You burglarized the home. You left your cell phone. You realized you left your cell phone and then you called back and the police answered the phone and you told them what your name was over the cell phone. I'm just trying to absorb that. And so the judges, they're like roasting him.
That's kind of like, we had an episode a while back where some detective was bilingual. He played it cool till he got all the information, then exposed him. It's the same kind of vibe. He could have been like, this is a detective.
Yeah.
And ruined his whole case.
Yeah, I think he did say he was a detective, but he pretended like they had recovered the phone and someone had reported it stolen.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Or like missing or something. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how that works, but I guess if you, I don't know.
Here's the thing.
Yo.
How do I put this?
How do I put this bureaucratically?
I'm actually just buying time because I forgot what I was going to say, but how do I put this?
You look good in that hat by GW.
Thank you. It's your hat.
I know.
I'm also wearing a pink shirt, and it's kind of like I'm in a swimsuit. That's yeah. Teal. Guy is popping.
You really want to see this. Patreon.com/HHpod.
Exclusive.
For video of Jaden's nice outfit.
Anyways, I forgot what I was going to say, so we can just keep going.
Okay. So like I said, for our crazy comparison segment, we are going to choose which person of the bunch was craziest and dumbest. So let's move on to our crazy comparison segment.
Gotta love those trumpets, huh?
Those trumpets are loud in my ears. Okay.
I could hear them pretty loud and clear.
And, yep. all right, so summary. First person robs bank, does these crimes, puts it all on YouTube, shows the literal stuff she stole.
Yes.
So she can't go, I was kidding.
Kid.
Second one was stole someone's handbag. And dropped his bags that had his birth certificate. No other more clear way to tell the police who you are.
Sure.
And third, because you know, like when that happens, they go, I don't know, they had dark eyes. It's hard to tell.
And then you have to get some nerd out there to draw a photo. I'm kidding.
Bully. I'm just kidding.
I'm just projecting because I can't draw for my life.
No, same. and then the last one would be leaving your phone and then calling it and giving your name and address.
Okay. Well, personally, I feel like it's pretty obvious from my standpoint. And if I'm being brutally honest, this is probably the dumbest act of robbery and theft I've ever seen. But to post a YouTube video on it, you pretty much just said, hey, I'm guilty, and put it out on the internet.
Yeah.
Because you know how in court people just have to get you to say it. Hey, I'm guilty. I did this. I did that. Mm-hmm. And they're like, boom, pinpoint that point. She literally gave them a full novel on everything she did, everything she has now, and everything she's planning on doing. Yeah. It couldn't get more clear. I think that's easily the dumbest thing.
Yeah, and it wasn't like a mistake. You know, the other one's dumb, but a mistake.
Yeah.
That's something you made a conscious choice to do. It's bizarre.
You got to be...
I can see myself doing that, though.
Really?
If I was like just two rungs dumber.
What are the levels of dumb? You got brick.
You got brick.
Yeah, it's just and then your brain's
Einstein,
a brick.
Somewhere in between there.
Did you? Okay, this might be a completely false fact because my mom told me this.
About me?
No. I'm about to tell you.
Oh. I thought your mom was gossiping.
She said that
me.
Marilyn Monroe had a higher IQ than Albert Einstein. Like 163 to 160. You mind?
I want to look it up.
Fact checking this for my mom real quick.
What is Marilyn? Don't
okay,
make fun
I won't
of my
say
spelling.
It. I won't.
Monroe's IQ.
Hey, something for the future for Patreon. We're gonna get this screen recorded, so you can see what we're searching up. So stay tuned.
Oh really?
Yeah, 168. She had an IQ of 168.
What is Albert Einstein's IQ? That's the top one.
Watch it be like 160.
160 and 190.
What? How do you have two IQs? Is
well,
that
it's
smart?
It's between those two. So
it's possible.
Yeah.
That he was. Who is Marilyn Monroe? That like hot
the singer,
blonde girl.
That might have been the most stereotypical teenage guy thing you've ever said. Well, was that hot blonde chick?
You know what I'm saying, though?
The singer from back then?
Can you show me a photo, please?
Yeah, sure. Oh, shoot.
She's the one who had relations with, like, JFK, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, let's look up images of her. Oh, it's in black and white. That's so long ago.
How else would I describe her?
A singer from the...
I didn't know she was a singer,
60s?
Though. I just knew what she looked like.
She's...
In fact, very hot, and in fact, a blonde,
you're
and in fact,
so
a girl.
Weird. What the
I'm
heck?
Explaining why I said that.
She's like old though now, or dead? Is she dead? Is Monroe? Y'all, this is
we
kinda,
gotta do
I'm
a lot of research.
So just y'all got to get on this Patreon. I can't say it enough.
Yeah,
cause like what like I don't know. It's just fun to watch this whole go down. But pretty much, we have a screen down on the floor. It's massive, and then like I can type. It's dope. Let's see. Is Marilyn Monroe dead? See, that's my mindset. Not is she alive, is she dead?
Oh.
Died.
Oh, she died a while ago.
Wait, hold up.
1962?
Y'all, we sound so dumb right now.
Oh, I just called.
Did I say that she was from the 60s?
You didn't say she was from any era.
I did.
You did? That's 60s. Embarrassing.
Is she
died 50? In the 60s.
But I thought...
That means she was born in like the 1900s,
you know what
bro.
Year the
Or how old was she? How
moon?
Old was she when she died? Maybe she was like two.
Let's see.
You're right. She died in. Just search up how old was Marilyn Monroe.
History. Let's forget about Marilyn
Monroe. He's going to history.com.
All right.
This is brutal.
On August 5th, 1916,
don't read her biography.
He's found dead. Oh, gosh.
How did she die?
Oh, gosh.
Lying nude in her bed.
No, bro. What the heck? Oh,
should we not say that?
Oh, I didn't know that about her. She
what happened?
Suicide. What the heck?
Oh, really?
How do we not know that? I feel really awkward right now.
I feel weird now. I feel uncomfortable. I don't like the energy we've created
I'm
in this
so
room.
Sorry about this. I didn't realize that she killed herself.
I didn't either. How old was she?
Oh, God, let's see.
That's so sad.
Let's see. How
how old
was Marilyn Monroe when she died?
That's so sad. I didn't
That's
know that.
That's so sad.
30. Oh, she's God. Young, too. Dang it.
What the heck?
That's awful.
That's really, really, really sad.
Rest in peace.
Oh, gosh. What?
What?
These people died so young. Jeez. Okay, well,
Okay, we need something positive to bounce back
from. Oh, yeah,
from
she... 50s and 60s. I was right. Early 60s. That makes sense, because she was famous in the 60s because she was so young.
Yeah.
When she died.
Ugh,
yeah, I'm
dang.
Really sorry that all happened, and y'all were probably listening like, nope. The
stop,
people who knew already.
Stop it. Stop.
How do we not? That's so dumb of us. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't even know she was a singer, if I'm being honest. I just knew the name to the face.
I knew her as a singer.
What songs did she have? Would I know them?
Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
Oh, really?
Remember?
Oh!
That was that, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Wow. That's man. Really sad.
I feel like a changed man.
I feel really sad right now. Okay, blah, 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 blah. So, cool, let's move on to our For How Much segment. In this segment of the podcast, Jaden gets to decide for how much money he'd undergo the stories we just talked about and tell you why he believes that amount would make it worth it.
Man.
So.
I wonder how rich I would be if I actually got paid out for all these crimes that I've talked about.
I think you'd be in jail a lot.
I'd be in jail for multiple lifetimes.
Yeah. But when you get out, bruh.
Okay, here's my thing. Let's say a prison inmate is sentenced to a life sentence. He gets beat up and is pronounced dead for a couple minutes, then is revived, comes back to life. Didn't he technically serve his life sentence because he died?
No.
And he came back to life. Funny. Should he be released?
He wakes up, he's like, no, I'm a different man. No, I died. I'm a different man. You can't lock me up.
He served his life sentence.
No, because he didn't completely die. He got to be dead.
He was dead, but then he was revived. He was only dead for like 30 seconds.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying if you're not dead forever, then you out, bruh.
Okay, after you die.
Yeah.
When I don't know why that was weird. It is funny. Whenever you die, it just sounded like I was saying you were going to die.
Okay.
But I'm not saying that.
No.
In the future, whenever you die.
Yeah.
When do you think is going to be the last time someone says your name after? How many, like, months, years?
I hope years.
Like, years and years. I hope, like, and years and
decades,
years.
Decades, yeah.
So here's my theory. What if you never truly die until someone says your name for the last time, and you're just conscious living there?
That's what, like, your soul. Say.
Really?
Well, not that, but that...
The first time you die is, like, when you get buried. No. Second time you die is when someone says your name for the last time.
I think someone said, like...
Man, we're getting really depressed on this episode.
Yeah, I don't
know
what's...
Let's skip over that.
Let's go. So how much money would you get arrested for making a YouTube video? Like,
definitely, like, you're going to have to pay out $25 million because of how dumb that was.
Yeah.
Think about it. And she's gone away for a while, man. Robbing a bank, stealing a car, possession of drugs. That bam, bam, bam.
Yeah.
That's years and years and years. You know what I'm saying? Judge just clacking his claddle.
Yeah. Okay, so how, 25 million?
Yeah, 25 million.
All right, I feel that.
That'd be easy. I just want to hold that much in cash.
Imagine
having all those in like $100 bills in
cash.
That would
be so attractive.
You know, holding cash is so much more authentic than having it in your account virtually.
And like whenever you go out to eat, you're like, how much is it? $50? You hand him like $300.
You impress the waitress, drop like all your money on the ground.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Keep the change, BBG.
That's just $25 million in cash. Pick it back up. Your wallet's like a foot fat.
$25 million would be way more than a foot.
Dude, just compressed into your wallet.
You have a briefcase, and you're like, all right, how much is it? How much does put me down? And you like lug your suitcase onto the table, and it's like, and you pop it open, and money's just like, poof.
How many bones this gonna set me back?
You just grab a couple stacks, you're like, that'll do it.
That's the best thing, calling money bones.
Yeah, you always say that.
How many bones is gonna
bones
set
is gonna be?
Man, is there an $1,000 bill or like 500? Is 100 the highest bill?
What?
Because I feel like they should have like a $500 bill, and like,
I think 100 is the highest, yeah.
Really? Because what if you have to, like, make a big purchase all in cash? Just got to get a ton of hundreds. What if you just pull out a $1,000 bill, has Obama on it or something?
You know they used to have, like, fake ones that had that?
Yeah, Obama. From, like, HEB.
Oh, I just burped, sorry. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Wait, they had a fake one with Obama on it?
I just used to see it. People were like, we should make a $1,000 bill with Obama.
That'd be crazy. Man, imagine if you lose that, though. $1,000 out the drain. Maybe that's why they don't do that.
Well, yeah.
Cash is like tangible. You rip it apart, it's gone.
It's gone.
Invalid. Actually, you just have to have 51% of the bill. That's interesting.
One time when I was younger, someone said, like, we got a dollar for something. And they said, oh, we're supposed to split it. or whatever. Okay. And they just ripped it in half. I was like, here.
That's
like, well, that's stupid.
Isn't that a felony?
I think not a felony, but ripping it money is technically a crime.
Yeah. And I think there's a coin shortage right now.
There's not a shortage of coins, but they're not in circulation. Yeah.
Because
just think about it.
Because like of the guillotine.
What?
Quarantine.
Oh yeah, I didn't. That was.
Is that why there's a coin shortage right now? Because yeah, everywhere I go now, it's saying please try to pay in card because there's a coin shortage. National
yeah,
coin shortage.
Exactly.
What does that even mean?
Well, I think it's just that people aren't going out and using change, and so okay, it's not moving. So then, once a store gives out their change to somebody, mm-hmm, that person's not going back around and spending it.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay. So companies aren't having enough coins.
Right.
It's just does that include dollar bills out and stuff, dude?
No. There's not a cash shortage. Anyways, okay, and then how much would you have to get paid to...
drop my birth certificate?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Honestly, he's probably not going away for that long. It was a failed attempt of stealing a handbag, right?
Yeah.
There's no way that can be, like, too bad of a crime. It's a bad crime, but, like, years-wise...
It doesn't sound awful.
Mm-mm. And, I mean, it's kind of stupid, though, and it's going to go on your record. How old was this guy? Or am I saying it's going to be my age or his age?
It'll be you.
Probably, like, 500K.
What?
I don't know. I just feel like...
I would not... Anything under a million for a crime? Mm.
Really? Oh, that's true, though.
Just...
$2 million.
Well,
$2 million.
Just stealing a handbag's not much.
I know, but that's... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it goes on your record. Here's what I'd do. $2 million.
Bribe the police.
I use $1 million of it to hire someone to clear my record.
Mm-hmm.
Some Russian hacker or something.
Okay.
Named Pablo or something. I don't know.
So there's a Russian named Pablo.
Who would clear my record.
Okay.
For $1 million. And perfect. Then I'd still have $1 million to pocket. And that's just all profit.
Boom. Money in the bank. And then what about leaving your phone?
Leaving my phone in the house, that's bad. He straight up robbed the place, left, and then he was super stupid about it. Probably like $7 million.
Okay.
$7 million. And here's the thing. Here's a side thought.
Yeah.
Imagine you're going on a date with someone. I feel like in the future, do you think people are just going to be searching up their dates online to see what's up, their Facebook maybe, right before the first date? I feel like people do that.
Wait, did you say in the future?
When we're older.
Oh, yeah.
People don't know the person they're going on the date with.
Right. Yeah.
Bah, bah, bah. Let's type in his name.
How do you feel about that, blind dates?
I probably wouldn't be about it.
Why not?
Is blind date considered like a Tinder date, dude? Not that I'd like.
I'm thinking about Tinder date.
Like, they literally don't know what each other looks like?
No, like,
they've
if
never
your friend
met
was
before.
Like, hey, I have someone I think you would like, you should go on a date with them. Right?
If it was my family saying it, I'd trust their opinion. I'd be like, sure.
But like if I said it.
Yeah, sure, I trust your opinion.
And then, how do you feel about dating apps?
I mean, I think it's fine.
Yeah,
I think
it's good.
Happy couples have met on there before.
Yeah, and one
the
thing
weird
is that,
thing is, is I feel like Tinder's mostly based off
hookups?
Attractions and hookups.
Oh,
because I feel
but there
like,
are like purposeful long term.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, there's
like
a ton of successful
relationship,
relationships
yeah.
online, but. I feel like you're basing your initial instinct.
Both my feet are up, man. This feels great.
I feel like you're basing your initial instinct off of what they look like, on whether or not you swipe left, swipe right.
That's life, though.
I guess so.
Like, you are, we all, I mean, people are.
Yeah, you see
that.
A girl in real life and you're like, interested.
Right.
And then it's just a matter of if their personality and other things supplement
exactly.
what you want.
That's how I think about it, is there's tons of women that we would find attractive. And that's the first mm-hmm. thing that kind of like, that's the first door you enter. And then, and the pool's huge. But then the next door you enter is like, do you connect with them really well? And that's where it goes way down, you know?
Okay.
And then I would say the next door is like, just technically do your morals and all this stuff, which goes into the connection box, I guess. But that's what I think. And I think, a lot of times, if you don't focus, this is so cliche, but if you don't focus too much on the second, third, then one day you're going to be old and wrinkly.
Looks won't matter.
Exactly.
You're
and so it's
old
fine
and
to be
too.
Intrigued by that.
Mm-hmm. You got to make sure that you actually like the
them as a human being, yeah.
What makes them.
Exactly.
So here's my question.
We give a lot of relationship advice on this podcast.
And I'm in no way qualified to either. Here's my other thing. What's a deal breaker for you? Let's say you're really into a girl and you guys maybe have been dating for a month or two. And all of a sudden she does something. You're like, pah, I don't like you anymore.
Snap. That's difficult.
It doesn't have to be a snap, though. Maybe like it slowly degrades and erodes your happiness. Not happiness, your attraction.
If it's
attraction.
Clear that they do stuff to make me jealous so that I'll like, quote,
ooh,
treat them
dude,
more
I'm gone. I'm
lovingly,
absolutely gone if that happens.
Out. O-U-T.
I'm just trying to make them jealous. Yeah, okay. I'm pop, door
like,
slams.
Whenever I watch someone and they're not normally super flirty with other guys, but
yes.
then... But they purposely do that to make me like them more or mm-hmm. something. Opposite effect.
Yeah.
That's so annoying. God.
Also, someone who seems kind of distant. I don't know why. Just from the get-go.
What do you mean distant?
Kind of like, they're distant.
Oh. I definitely, yeah, for me, it has to be someone who loves, like, long conversations.
yeah, absolutely.
Because
we're both on a dang podcast, so, like,
yeah.
It's in the genes.
It's in the genes. Man, oh my gosh, 55 minutes, what?
That's crazy. We have been talking a lot, and I'm digging it.
Wow. All right, well, let's move on to our agree, disagree, or agree to disagree segment. In this segment of the podcast, I will find and ask one of the toughest controversial questions. I will then explain my opinion on the matter, and Jaden will say if he agrees, disagrees,
or agrees to disagree.
Nailed it. So sticking with that theme, let's do...
Which theme?
Here's the question. The relationship.
Oh, okay.
Not really, kind of.
Romantic.
I just kind of have a few kind of rotating ideas of things, and I'll just...
Floating around in the skull.
Grab one. So, should... You know how... traditionally, it's always like the guy who proposes,
mm-hmm.
and even farther back, the guy who usually asks out a girl, does the first kiss, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to get deeper after that. The next question is going to be, should the girl always take the guy's name? Last name.
Oh, okay.
So, first, I would say, for myself... Okay, here's my honest opinion. Logically, you say logically, should? No, why can't the woman do it?
Yeah.
You're freaking powerful, a woman, you're awesome. Do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Selfishly, I want to be the one who does it, right?
Because we are males.
Right, and we're like subject, or we're conditioned by our environment, which has told us we have to be dominant, and we have to be, wear the pants and stuff.
gotta wear the pants.
And so, and then also, like, yeah, it's like the image that you know, right? Imagine if my picture of me, of us getting engaged was her on her knee.
Not us.
What the heck?
You and your...
Yeah, me and my wife.
Girl.
My girl, or my fiance at this point, I guess. So, yeah, and then also, like, the name thing,
last names,
like I want to have this power family that's like power as in like strong,
everyone knows that
stable
name.
Beasley, like my wife is proud to be a Beasley, I'm proud.
So you're saying your ideal
family.
Wife would want
right
to take your last name,
but again you go back logic, well why do we have to drop our name? I feel you, doggy. I don't know.
If you don't want to, don't do it.
Oh, by the way, that sounds weird, doggy. I don't. We said to each other, dog.
Dog.
You know?
Dog.
That's kind of weird.
Oh, yeah, that could be taken
that could
the
be
wrong
taken
way.
Weird, yeah. What did you say? I don't know, dog.
A year from now, someone's going to cut out that one segment with no context.
Because honestly, it's like you have just as much a right to keep your dang last name as I do.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But, and when I say you, obviously I'm talking to my theoretical wife. But... I really want us to be the Beasley family.
That's what everyone can have their own wants. Your wife could want to be the Brantley family, you know?
But that's my thing is like, I think you should find someone who matches, because I want to be with a woman who goes, I am dang independent. I am, have my own life motivate. Like, I'm all myself, but I also kind of like the traditional image of having a last name. And then if you're someone who's like, I really want a last, like, to keep my own last name or for you to take mine or whatever, then I think you should find a person who, like, vibes with that, you know?
Okay.
Rather than everyone should do one or the other.
Yeah.
What about you? Here's one. What if your wife said that?
Said what?
I want you to take my last name.
I would probably be like, no.
And then what if she said, I really want to be, like, I'll marry you, but I want to keep my last name, like some people do.
I think I'd be fine with that. Because if I'm getting married to her, I'd care enough to where I wouldn't care about that.
But then everyone's like, oh, are y'all divorced? They would always ask
but
that.
But I feel like it's becoming a more common thing now.
I know.
I know.
But it's always confusing when you're like, hi, Mrs. blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, it's actually blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I don't know. Here's the thing. I agree with you on pretty much every spectrum. But I don't think it's required for the... I'm not saying... I would prefer to make the first move, right, as a guy.
Oh, yeah, go into that.
But if the girl's, like, ready to get going and she wants to, like, I don't think there's any harm in that.
There's no harm, of course, but I'm saying, like, now we're getting to selfish. Because on an overall thing, if you say...
From a selfish level, I definitely want to do it.
Like, imagine if you were out at dinner and she got down on one knee.
For proposing?
Yeah.
That's not so what I meant weird. By first move. For proposing... I definitely want to propose because I feel like there's give and takes. Like
you're saying, like if she said, "Hey,
let's say
you
like
on a
first
date?
Kiss, for example."
Okay, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I was just talking about that. How
because everyone's gonna be like ready and wanting to do whatever at a different time than someone else.
The first kiss with a girl is annoying and stressful because not because you're nervous about kissing or not. Not that. It's because that's
what if she has a weird tongue? Yeah, I know.
No.
That would be kind of creepy, though.
That would be creepy.
He's never noticed it and just stabs you or something. Ugh,
oh, my goodness. No, but, like, what if... No, sorry. What I'm saying is that's the one moment in move-making most of the time, the girl's kind of waiting.
Exactly.
When is he going to kiss me?
Exactly.
And you don't know... would they rather us just like not kiss it right now or later?
And then there's that awkward time when you both know you want to, but then like it's like a weird environment. Like, is this a good spot or should we go somewhere like romantic?
Yeah. You know? And so then from the reason that it's stressful is because the second you kiss for the first time, boom,
balls rolling.
She can kiss whenever she could reach to you, kiss you can. Sure. It's fine. But that first one
breaking the ice.
She's waiting for you, and you have to, pick the right time. And nothing is more awkward than when you lean in, they like casually move their head because they're like, "Oh, I just don't want to kiss this."
Put your heart
whatever.
On your sleeve,
like,
and they turn you down.
Yeah,
that's just awkward.
Think I put a lot of weight in my mind to kissing.
Okay,
you know, like I feel like when you know that you're like vibing, like you, especially when you know that you're gonna like long term date somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't put a lot of weight in, like, oh, I just want to, like, not kiss until blank. I'm like, what?
The first kiss or kissing in general?
First kiss or kissing, whatever. Okay. I don't know. It just seems pretty cash because it's just people. You know, we're all just people. Yeah.
That's the thing. Do you limit casual kisses to moments so it's more meaningful? Because I feel like you'll just get desensitized to it if you just... Do it randomly.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also, fair. We're both guys. I'm sure it's a lot more meaningful for the counterpart and the relationship.
What?
Yeah.
I love kissing. It's awesome.
No. I mean, like, I feel like it's more meaningful.
The first one or what?
All the time.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know. That's just what I would imagine.
Okay.
Like, I feel like girls appreciate kissing more than guys. As a fact.
No.
Yes.
I disagree with that.
This is the new agree to disagree.
What? Where does that even come from?
I don't know.
I think girls, as a fact, definitely appreciate emotional stuff more.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not what you're saying. Like, if you
kissing is emotional.
Wrote a letter to a girl and said, like, you are the love of my life. Oh, my gosh. And then she wrote you the exact same letter. I think the girl would get much more from that than the guy.
Agree.
I don't think that girls particularly like love kissing more than guys do. Everyone loves kissing, right?
I'm not saying you don't like kissing. I'm saying as much as you do, I feel like the girl's gonna like it more.
Just because it's like,
I'm not trying to flaunt my horn saying like, because I'm a great kisser. I'm just saying I think they appreciate it, the thing more.
I wasn't even thinking.
I was just clarifying just in case, because that just popped in my head.
I mean, like, I am, but that's not what I'm saying.
Like, I just imagine. And I can't back this up by anything. This is just my own brain that they would appreciate it more than a guy would. Even if the guy appreciates it a lot, I feel like girls are going to appreciate it more. I don't know. DM us, females.
I don't know. That's, I don't know.
Why wouldn't you agree with that?
Because that's like saying, girl, like what? You're saying like guys more think about like the later stuff?
Probably. I don't know.
And girls, like, appreciate the actual connection of physical stuff more than just the actual sensations of it.
That idea.
Okay, well, then I get that, yeah.
Yeah.
I just think.
You agree to disagree.
There we go.
Boom. There we go. Wow, that's the first time.
Did we ever do that? Never really. We never actually say agree to. Yeah. We just kind of talk.
We kind of talk, and then the segment ends.
Yeah. There we go. Speaking of, let's move on. Oh, no. You know it. you love it. The hilarious headlines, wacky fact of the week. In this segment of the podcast, we take a look at some of the world's wackiest true facts and force you to leave our podcast thinking. All right. So we have two. And the first one is as follows. I don't know.
As follows. That's so sophisticated.
It's so sophisticated.
As follows.
Okay, so North Korea and Cuba are the only two places in the world that you can't buy Coca-Cola.
I'm not surprised with North Korea. I don't know much about Cuba, but
that's crazy, though. Only two places in the world?
That's crazy. Oh, so the fact is that it's available everywhere. Not that. Oh, it's so weird. North Korea doesn't have Coca-Cola.
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's part of it, but the thing is, like, those are the only two out of how many countries?
North Korea is so brutally cut off from the rest of the world. Ugh. It is weird. It is so weird.
It is. And it sucks that we can't, like, do anything to help the people.
We should just fly over an American plane over North Korea and drop a ton of newspapers from other countries. People would get them, what is this?
Yeah. Because, yeah, they just tell them the news that they want to tell them. It's so stupid.
This is going to probably put me on a watch list in North Korea. Talking about this, I don't know why.
Fight me.
they think Kim Jong-un is a god.
Yeah.
And it's so weird because he looks like your average old... He doesn't even look like your average old dude.
He looks like a baby.
He looks like a young baby. Yeah.
Big, and ugly baby.
They've cultivated this culture of just... No one knows what happens outside North Korea. Mm-hmm. That's so weird.
You know how cool it'd be if we actually, for some reason, got targeted by North Korea?
Why?
Like, let's say something naughty towards them.
Oh, we did Kim personally? Jong-un, I thought you meant like the United States. Don't, please.
What?
My family's going to disappear.
Why?
I don't know.
But it's on record, so if we did disappear, then they would bring it to the government and be like, whoa, and then we're getting held there, and then like they do a big ransom for us, and then we get to do a bunch of like press
podcast
events.
With we could recreate the interview, but with our podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be crazy.
That'd be hilarious.
Oh, man.
Man.
The second one, the world's quietest room is located at Microsoft's headquarters in Washington State.
Those rooms will drive you insane, man.
They will.
People can't handle total silence.
Have you ever tried it?
No. What I want to do is those sensory deprivation baths where you lay in this bath.
Yeah,
and like
my mom did that.
Where is it? Where can you do that?
There's one close.
Like, really? I need to do, is it expensive?
I think it's like not that expensive.
How many bones is it going to send my back?
Yeah, it's cool. Some people get a lot of stuff out of that, and some people kind of.
I just want to know what
there.
It's like, because it is. Does it feel like you're floating or something?
Yeah, you just float.
Deprives there. All your senses, kind of just vibing in there.
Yeah,
that's kind of really weird. Same with cryotherapy, where they just freeze your body. It's supposed to heal you. You know, you stand in those vaults and it gets super cold. You're like, you're so cold. Whoa. Oh, I'm freezing. My nipples are so hard. Stuff like that. and then apparently it's supposed to like help relieve your muscles or something. I don't know. It seems kind of sophisticated.
The more you know. I don't know, bro. I feel like at some point, well, no, I think that stuff's good. Mm-hmm. But for me, I pay a bunch of money, I go to something cool, and then
it's over,
and I come back and get stressed out again. And then, what did it do for me? I don't know.
People would argue the experience.
Yeah, true.
It's kind of like traveling. Are you talking about the sensory deprivation, Beth?
Yeah,
you spend a ton of money on it.
My brain's I can literally feel it. It's as if, you know, like a wheel is turning, and then right now, it just like a bunch of mud got put in my wheel. It's just turning really slow. And so when you say something, it takes me a second to like put it through
to get to your brain. That's interesting though. I don't know. Spending money on something, everything is so materialistic. What is a dollar bill? They circulate a ton of green paper around, and that's how we're supposed to purchase things. It's weird.
But then if they print more, it just becomes less valuable.
Exactly. And they can print more is the weird thing. But they don't because of economics or whatever. Or they do, but like not a dumb amount.
They try not to, yeah.
That's what's so weird because...
Your eyes were shut for so long.
I'm trying to think too.
That's what's so weird.
But think about it. That's the only way it can work, man.
Isn't it weird that just you and I are sitting here talking, staring at each other?
No, it is.
Like, I don't think about it. But then I'm like, right now, right in this moment, nobody's experiencing this conversation. You and I are having a conversation. It's weird.
What because our I don't know. Whenever we talk, we've just evolved to where everyone knows the same language. Cavemen would be like, and eventually meant like rock.
Yeah.
No, like rah 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 meant rock, and then over the years it turned into rock, you know? Imagine cool. Imagine being a caveman and seeing a fire for the first time.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Fires amaze me right now.
Oh. It's the one thing They're you so can look random. At and not think about anything.
I know. You so just get cool. lost in it. Different every single time. I wonder what the statistic is on a fire looking exactly the same, like just throughout the world, you know, like the flames are all the same stuff. Probably really low.
Did that ever happen?
Maybe not.
Bro, what happened? I'm about to fall asleep. I'm so tired. It hit
definitely
me.
That the end of a long weekend.
Me. Yeah.
Celsius, all energy drinks will stop working after a certain point.
Especially when you've had multiple in one day.
Yeah, exactly. you can only hit such a certain high, you know, off caffeine.
And then your body just gets really mad at you.
No matter how much more you drink, it's just going to make you feel really bad.
Yeah. All right. Well, like I mentioned at the top of the show, please join our Remind at HHPod to the number 81010. Just text it, and then we'll send you a welcome message, and we'll be good to go. Rate and review, just right where you're listening. If it's a place that has ratings, Apple Podcasts, scroll down, click 5 stars, go write a review. Anything is great, and we appreciate it immensely. Definitely sign up to be one of our patrons. To do that, and that's how you can access the video episodes or video stuff. And it honestly, it's cool.
It adds a whole nother level it to does. It. Our new area is so cozy.
Yeah, it is cozy. And so to do that, Patreon, Patreon, this is all going to be linked in the description of the podcast, .com/HHPod. And it's $7 a month. Easy peasy.
Easy peasy. It's like going through the drive-thru once a month.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Easy. All right. And then at Hilarious Headlines Podcast, at Luke Beasley Music, at Jaden Williams with 2 S's. And
that's all, folks.
Much love. Sweet. My name's Luke Beasley.
And I'm Jaden Williams.
And you just listened to episode 36 of Hilarious Headlines. See you next week.